This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the campaign was not transparent in this diagnosis. I mean, they got this diagnosis on Friday.
Yeah.
This morning she had to stumble and had to leave early and get into the van. Her campaign came out with a statement. The only detail was that she, quote, overheated. And then it was hours and hours later until this evening when her doctor released this statement, Joe Johns, that she indeed was diagnosed with pneumonia. Do we have any idea from the campaign or advisors on why they didn't come out with this sooner?
Absolutely not a clue. All we know is that Hillary Clinton had a very busy day on Friday, and she powered through that day. She had a meeting with national security advisors from both parties, sat down, talked to them, then walked out and gave a statement and took a few questions. She had that interview with Chris Cuomo with CNN. Then she went to the fundraiser that night. So full day for Hillary Clinton there. And a little bit of rest time yesterday, then back over to the memorial today, and that's when we actually saw the effects of it. So no clear indication from the campaign about why they didn't just put out a statement, say, she's not doing well right now, she has pneumonia, and she needs to rest.
Right.
But
hey,
this is the middle of a very tough campaign, and the numbers are pretty close. And I wouldn't be surprised if we went to and asked some questions about that. It might be that the candidate herself was a little reluctant to shut down.
Well, a bit of objectivity, surprise, surprise, from CNN. Of course, Joe Johns, correspondent based in Washington, D.C. for the CNN bureau there, talking about, the lack of transparency. But again, this is consistent with the model and with this candidacy. Some people have questioned, said, look, if she was that sick, how many hospitals did she have to pass before she got to Chelsea's apartment? Why didn't she go into a hospital? Maybe she didn't go to a hospital because of risking even additional transparency. But I don't know. But again, see, these are all these questions that go along with Hillary Clinton. And people go, well, why do you think that? What do you mean, why do I think that? In the absence of information, you think about the options and going, okay, why, if they knew on Friday, Scott, that she was diagnosed with pneumonia, why didn't they say something? And here it is. She's diagnosed on Friday by her doctor. And listen to what Joe Johns had to say about the schedule she kept. And, people want to say, well, she's a real trooper in that. And go, well, either a trooper or a knucklehead. I mean, your health is in the balance here, and you just put your head down and just keep on going, and because it's a tight race and all that good stuff. But look at, you compromise your health, you're not going to do us a whole lot of good here. As president of the United States, I mean, who are we going to have? We're going to have Tim Kaine or something as the president, or something is going to go on in the back room here that we don't know about, because that's the way progressives work. That's the way, the shadow government works. I mean, what are we facing here? And the questions of Hillary's health has been going on for a while, and some may say, well, that's the reason why, we didn't want to say anything, because everybody's been talking about these other possibilities. Again, the reason they're talking about the possibilities, because you're not closing the door on it. You're not being transparent. You're not saying this is what's going on. And to Joe Johns' point is that had they said back on Friday, now look at, she's dealing with a little bit of pneumonia here, and, people would understand. It's not that we're totally discompassionate, regardless of what kind of basket of deplorable you're in. I mean, she's a fellow human being going through the journey of life. We don't want anything, bad to happen to her. That's I would say, is the heart of most of Americans. We don't want her to, all of a sudden, I mean, can you imagine, Scott, she's in the middle of the debate, and all of a sudden she cries. What is that going to do? I mean, all this stuff is up in the balance right now, and I'm glad she's feeling better. I was glad to see the video coming out of her daughter's apartment and looking good. I was glad to see that.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, your opinion counts here, you know. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This has been a long time coming. Trevor Loudon and I have kind of been chasing each other down for the last couple of years. To have an opportunity to get an update on his most released book here. We've talked before on several occasions regarding his earlier book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. He's followed it up with The Enemies Within, which has just been released, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor has become quite the socialism expert, and as I mentioned, the author of these two books, an extensively footnoted expo of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Did you hear me? This is most incredible. It is a takeover of our government, and this has been happening while we're sleeping. Trevor Loudon, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. How are you?
Oh, look, always great to catch up, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I first of all want to give you an opportunity. We had this conversation, it's been probably a couple of years ago. Somebody hears a Trevor Loudon and says, well, he's a New Zealand author. Why would somebody from New Zealand care about what's going on here in the United States?
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, the whole world, the freedom of every country depends on the freedom of America. Mm-hmm. You know, my country was saved from invasion in World War II. By the Japanese army, by your uncles and grandfathers, you know, at Guadalcanal and the Coral Sea and Midway. So if you look at the world today, Russia's getting stronger, China's getting stronger, Iran's getting stronger, the bad guys are all getting stronger, and America's allies are all freaking out because right now they don't really know if America can still protect them.
And to your point, Marco Rubio, I thought, hit the nail on the head during the campaign, Trevor, when he said, speaking of our allies, that they no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. I guess that's the banner heading, isn't it?
Well, that is. And Reagan had a great saying, you know, it's peace through strength, peace through security. And America, while America keeps on downgrading its military, which is now way behind the Russian military and nuclear and conventional forces, the bad guys get stronger and your allies back away. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. So all your allies are freaking out right now because they see that, you know, that America's not willing to stand by them. And that's a horrible situation for all of us.
Well, without a doubt, this current administration particularly has been MIA when it comes to leadership on a global scale, although this president would look us in the eye through the camera lens and tell us that all is well. I mean, oftentimes I've referred to him as kind of the, if you remember, Baghdad Bob, when the United States was invading Iraq. He was telling the people there that, oh, America, you know, we've got them exactly where we want them. I mean, he was lying up to the very moment, and I'm going, wow, this is deja vu from our own president. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, the thing I would say is I don't think he's missing in action. I think he's on the other side. You know, really. This is a friend of mine who is a former CIA officer said this. He said, if Obama was a fully paid-up foreign agent working for Iran or Russia or something and trying to destroy America's defenses and wreck America's foreign policy, what would he be doing differently than he is today?
Yeah.
Can you name one thing?
Exactly. Well, some have referred to him as a sort of modern-day Manchurian candidate. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think he was raised in the Communist Party. He worked with communists his entire life. He's obviously got a foot in the Muslim camp as well. But he has worked with communists all the way through his career. And we're putting out a movie coming out on the 8th, and we have testimony from people who are actually in communist cells with Obama when he was in college. We have a whole bunch of information on Hillary Clinton and a whole bunch of information on some of your leading senators and congressmen who are basically working hand in glove with the Muslim Brotherhood or neo-Marxist organizations. These are people serving on the House Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Judiciary Committee. And they are basically trashing your constitution every day.
Exactly.
Because you think about it, Bill, if you work for the government in America, an agriculture department or education department, you need an FBI security background check to get your position because they need to be able to trust you. But if you are a young radical and you pose as a liberal Democrat and you get elected to Congress and you serve on the Armed Services Committee or the Science and Technology Committee or the Intelligence Committee, how much of an FBI security check do you need for that one?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
this is what's happened.
The doors have been left wide open. You're exactly right, Trevor.
And do you think your enemies are so stupid that they would not take advantage of that?
No, not at all. I mean, the case is very clear and quite evident. And Trevor, you have been warning this country for a number of years. You did something the mainstream media refused to do, and that was to vet Barack Obama. I think you're very kind when you say his foot is in the camp. I think it's more than his foot. I think his heart and soul. His heart and soul is with the Muslim community. His heart and soul is with socialists, and therefore it leads into, you know, a communist, type of trajectory, and one that resents America. I mean, that is clear, and it was demonstrated right at the get-go when he went, he went to Turkey and went overseas and went on the apology tour for America, which, boy, I'll tell you, if I didn't know better, I had to blink my eyes a couple times because I almost thought Jeremiah Wright was talking instead of Barack Obama.
Well, Jeremiah Wright was talking. You know, because this is the kind of, you're known by the company you keep. You know, you have a Marxist pastor. Your mentor is a Communist Party member. You get your first job in Chicago at the hands of a Communist Party supporter, Alice Palmer. You hang around with Weather Underground terrorists. You launch your career in the living room of a Weather Underground terrorist. So, yeah, well, you sort of, you know, what do you expect? What do you think
exactly
is going to happen? And we've got exactly what was predicted back in 2007 when, you know, because Americans are very trusting people. You live in a free, prosperous country. You don't understand evil in the way that, say, you know, Europeans might. And so Americans were willing to trust this man, and look at the results.
Yeah, we're so convinced that our way of life and government is so strong and so much better than anything else. we can't even begin to consider that anything so diabolical would be let in, but yet that's exactly what we have done. We've not only let him in, but we've reelected, and we've kind of basically told him and other progressives that this is what America wants. Trevor Loudon is with us. His books, Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and his latest, The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Our conversation continues right after this.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez, our conversation with Trevor Loudon, New Zealand author, speaker, and political activist. He is a socialism expert, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist Socialists and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, reporting on the hijacking of the United States legislative branch by Marxists and jihadis. Trevor, to your point, we've heard this said many times here in America, that birds of a feather flock together, that we are known by the company that we keep. In light of that, why will Hillary Clinton be an extension of one Barack Obama?
Well, Hillary has got a foot in both camps as well. You know, she was mentored by the Chicago Marxist Saul Alinsky. She did a thesis on him. He was a great friend of hers, and he learned his trade from both Al Capone's mob and the Communist Party. She interned at the Communist Party law firm of Bob Truhaft and Doris Brin Walker in San Francisco. She hung around with the Black Panthers. When she then worked with a whole lot of DSA communists in the early part of her career, and when she was First Lady, she tried to put several communists into high-ranking positions, like Jeanetta Cole into the Education Department and Lani Guinea into the Justice Department. Both of those failed because the Senate was more vigilant in those days. She was, even recently, you know, with the Clinton Foundation, it's been revealed that her foundation was partnering with the Skolkovo Foundation in Russia, which is really the Russian sort of Silicon Valley. And huge amounts of American technology have been funneled through that foundation into Russia, into the Russian military. And she's done very, very well out of that. But on the Muslim side of things, she's got a long-term relationship with Fuma Abedin, the secretary, who's been in the news recently, splitting from her husband, Anthony Weiner. But that woman is extensively involved with Muslim Brotherhood Front. She was on the editorial board of a magazine based out of Saudi Arabia. Another member of that editorial board was a proven financier of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. But one of the most frightening things is this. Hillary Clinton is involved in what we call the Istanbul Process. That's organized by the Organization of Islamic States. It's a 57-member NGO, the largest NGO in the world. Now, they are pushing a thing called UN Resolution 1618. Hillary has invited them to the State Department to push this. It's now passed the United Nations. It basically outlaws criticism of Islam worldwide. It will make criticism of Islam a criminal offense. And that will become part of the law in America if Hillary Clinton becomes president. And you imagine how you're going to try and fight a war on terror if you cannot even criticize Islam, if you cannot slander Islam, you know, if you cannot say the truth about Islam.
Well, to your point, this has been the problem. Military experts, generals have all been frustrated because we haven't even defined the enemy. We're very careful, politically correct, and how, you know, to your point, we have been able to declare radical Islam. It's only been the insistence of the people and some of the media, not all the mainstream media, certainly. If anything, they've been giving cover to this alliance.
Yeah, and exactly, and it's the only reason the public even know about this is because of people like yourselves and other news outlets who publicize the truth. Well, if this law passes, you will be in breach of the law if you do that. If you say anything negative about Islam, truthful, whatever, no matter how truthful it is, you can be up on charges. And that is the situation now in Europe. And that will be the situation in America. And how the heck do we expect to win this war if even the American public can't even criticize the main enemy?
Well, here it is. We have a football player who can sit down during our national anthem, but if he says one thing wrong about Islam, then he's off the field right away, isn't he?
Well, that's right. There's huge double standards here, and this will be very selectively enforced. But this is what Hillary Clinton is into. You know, in our film, we've got a film coming up, The Enemies Within, we interviewed Philip Haney, the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower, and he says quite plainly, Hillary Clinton is a security threat. She would not be allowed to drive a school bus. She wouldn't be allowed to sell you stamps at the post office. Yet she may be the most powerful woman in the world in a very few months' time, because she is just such a massive security risk on a whole bunch of fronts, communist, Islamic, criminal, you name it, that she might be the most powerful woman in the world. And we've seen how Barack Obama has used the instruments of government to harass his enemies, you know, the IRS with the Tea Party and that sort of thing. What do you think Hillary Clinton would be like with her enemy? Do you think she would hold back for one minute?
Yeah, not at all. And then, of course, we have seen what she did with the State Department, even what she did as the first lady in monetizing our government. I mean, she generated over $5 million in monetizing the Lincoln bedroom. Of course, we're seeing all the stories now and the reports about the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, and on and on. Trevor, one sidebar here real quick, because this keeps coming to mind here regarding Bill Clinton. What does Hillary have over Bill Clinton? Because, you know, you understand Hillary's past and you connect all the dots there, just like we did with Barack Obama. But Bill Clinton seems like I want to say this, and some people might laugh about it, because he has been the one that has created more victims. But he himself, in this relationship that seems to be so goofy, him and Hillary, it's just crazy-making. I mean, what does she have over him?
Well, I think they're both complicit in so many crimes. You know, like, you keep your friends, you keep your enemies closest to you, don't you? Well,
right.
Bill and Hillary are a criminal partnership, and look, you got to realize, you know, people think Bill is a moderate. You know, Bill was going to the Soviet Union and communist Czechoslovakia in 1969 and 1970, staying with the family of a high-ranking Czech Communist Party official. He went to Italy when he was the governor of Arkansas to meet with the Communist Party officials in Turin. You know, he was mentored, he was funded by a Marxist Bernard Rappaport, a billionaire out of Texas, an insurance magnate who was the son of a Russian revolutionary communist. So look, Bill is just as bad as Hillary, but Bill gets distracted. He's got little habits, little hobbies that sort of keep him off track. But Hillary doesn't have that problem. Hillary is focused, and she will be able to do what Bill got sidetracked from doing. You know, Bill spent most of his presidency fighting off scandals. Hillary Clinton won't care about scandals. She'll just go for it. She'll try and close America down effectively.
Well, it's really teed up for her when you think about what Barack Obama has done. And we talk about the continuation of his legacy. Hillary is a continuation. This is Barack Obama 2.0 if she's elected.
You put it this way, the first thing they're going to do, and Chuck Schumer has promised this, they're going to legalize every illegal immigrant in the country and give them amnesty within the first 100 days. Now just think of the consequences of that. Mitt Romney lost the last election by 2.5 million votes. There are between 12 and 40 million illegals in the country. When they're given voting rights, they will vote 80 to 90% Democrat. That will give the Democrats, under Hillary Clinton, anywhere between 8 and 30 million new votes. How is there ever going to be another Republican president under those conditions? How's
it
going to happen?
That ought to be the wake-up call for America today, Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon, yes. Thank you so much for being with us.
Can I just say, if people want to see the movie or pre-order the movie, go to enemieswithinmovie.com. enemieswithinmovie.com. You can see a trailer of the movie there, and you can pre-order DVDs, and I encourage people to do so. You will be shocked.
Yes, and we'll link it on our website as well. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go for all the information. A list of our sponsors there. Thank you, by the way, for supporting them. We appreciate that. Also, just a plethora of information to make your day. That's what it's all about. Hey, if you want to make my day, drop me an email. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know your opinion because it really does count here. Hey, Warriors to Summits is a transformative experience provided by No Barriers Warriors. Now, No Barriers empowers vets and transitioning service members with disabilities to overcome barriers and unleash their potential. The program provides a place for veterans to push themselves both physically and mentally, harness adversity, and connect with other veterans, as you can imagine. Now, for the final expedition in the 2016 Warriors to Summit series, 13 veteran alumni from previous Warriors to Summit expeditions, like the 2014 Mount Whitney, 2015 Gannett Peak, and 2016 Gila Wilderness and Presidential Range, are coming together for an experience in the rugged San Juan Mountain Range within the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Now, in preparation for this October expedition, the teams have been training in Colorado at the Colorado State Forest State Park, And the veterans were chosen based on their desire to continue their journey to live a fulfilling and purposeful No Barriers life. And here to tell us more about it, we have John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Director with No Barriers USA out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Rachel Lauterbach, U.S. Air Force, 2016 presidential range from Anchorage, Alaska. John, tell us about Warriors to Summits. You know, how did it come about?
Well, Warriors to Summits was founded by Eric Weinmayer. He's the only blind person to climb Mount Everest. And in 2011, on the 10th anniversary of his climb, him and his climbing team took a group of veterans with disabilities to the summit of Lobacheh in Nepal. They really had a transformative, life-changing experience, so they did it again over the next several of years. And then in 2014, with the help of Wells Fargo, they took a group to the summit of Mount Whitney in California, and then Gannett Peak again last year. This year, in 2016, we're taking a group of veterans to the San Juan mountain range of Colorado. Rachel's going to be a part of that team. She was a part of our presidential range team in July. And we take veterans into the wilderness and try to show them that they have the strength to overcome the barriers that may have resulted from their experience by challenging them both mentally, physically, and emotionally to address those barriers that they might have. And then as a group, to teach each other, to help each other, and support each other through the learning process.
Rachel, can you explain to us how you got involved with the Warriors to Summit experience?
I found out about the program from a fellow yoga teacher who also benefited from this program. I had recently lost my service dog, and she knew that I was struggling, and she told me about this program, and I applied, and I was accepted for the first little adventure to New Hampshire, which was amazing, and it really helped me to feel not alone, to be back with the fellow veterans and the same disabilities that we all have. It really helped to make me feel better about myself and that the things I was going through were normal and all of us were going through the exact same. So, and then I got picked up for this summit, and it's just continuing to be amazing to be back with other disabled veterans.
John, what kind of training is involved for a climb like this?
Well, really, you know, like any training that we've done in the military, we try to simulate the experience that they're going to have later on. So we take them to altitude, and we put that physical challenge in front of them and the mental challenge. So getting to the top of a 12,000-foot peak is difficult. It makes you think a little bit, and it challenges the veterans emotionally and physically. And, you know, it also shows them, though, that they have a rope team around them that will support them to the summit, that will help them get there, and that will help them achieve that goal. So it's just been a great experience to take them out there over the past weekend and give them a little taste of what's coming in October.
Rachel, why have you returned to continue this journey?
This program is really valuable because it gets you motivated. A lot of us have a hard time with our disabilities getting off the couch and setting goals for ourselves. And this helps us to set a goal, keeps us motivated. We know there's this big adventure, this big summit coming, and we have to get up and we have to move and be a part of the world. Because not only do we not want to let ourselves down, but we don't want to let our rope team down. We can't get to the top by ourselves, and our fellow veterans can't get to the top without us. And so that really pushes you to move and get off the couch.
Hey, John, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, really the way you follow along is go to our warriorstosummits.org website. So we'll have a live tracker during the expedition, so you can track Rachel's progress every day and see how she's doing as she goes through the San Juan mountain range. And then to get involved, you know, go to the link for the Walk with the Warriors. It's a virtual opportunity to support veterans as they're going through one of our programs. We're going to do some walks across the country on 9/11 to commemorate and remember that day. And so it's a great way to get involved. So warriorstosummits.org is the starting place, great place to go and learn more about what we do and find a way to support.
Well, our thanks to Rachel Lauterbach, yes, No Barriers Warrior herself from the U.S. Air Force. Participated in the 2016 presidential range out of Anchorage, Alaska. And, of course, John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Director for No Barriers USA out of Fort Collins, Colorado. A little bit of background on John. He joined No Barriers after more than 21 years as a U.S. Army infantry officer. He has extensive experience leading soldiers in challenging situations around the globe. During his career, John served two tours in South Korea and Egypt and was deployed to combat in Iraq. He is a graduate of the rigorous U.S. Army Ranger School, is a master parachutist, pathfinder, and air assault soldier. Passionate about veteran issues, he's active in numerous local and national veteran organizations. Additionally, he is on the board of advisors for Impossible to Possible. It's a youth leadership development organization, holds a master's degree from the prestigious School of Advanced Military Studies at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. So, John Toth and Rachel Lutterbach, we appreciate you guys coming on and breaking it down for us and giving us information about the Warriors to Summit Expedition. And again, to stay on top and to follow the San Juan Range and the Warriors, go to the website, warriorstosummit.org, and enjoy the experience firsthand for yourself as best you can. And let's cheer on our vets. Warriorstosummits.org. Well, stay right where you are, America. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. And don't forget, for more information, BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, you listen to John and Rachel, and if that doesn't get you off the couch, I don't know what will. I know a lot of you are buzzing, talk about getting off the couch. You're definitely buzzing about Hillary Clinton's comments, you know, that half of Donald Trump's supporters are a basket of deplorables, condemning them as irredeemable. I mean, imagine, wow, that's pretty harsh. Racist, sexist, homophobe, xenophobes, Islamophobes. Of course, you know, look who she's talking to. I mean, she's talking to donors at the LGBT for Hillary Gala, which Barbara Streisand and Rufus Wainwright performed. Of course, I think Barbara Streisand, didn't she say she was going to move? She was going to leave America if George Bush got reelected? And of course, now we have all these other celebs that are threatening to move. You know, if Donald Trump gets elected, I mean, there's going to be a mass exodus of all these celebrities. I mean, what are we going to do? And of course, all the celebrities are remaining going, okay, great. You know, I get I'll get more stage time and more recognition if they're no longer around, I guess. I don't know, but I find it all quite interesting, you know, some of these statements that are made. But Barbara Streisand, I didn't see the moving van, you know, go to Malibu and move her stuff out of there. I think she's still there. So anyway, this statement from Hillary is just unconscionable. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, a presidential nominee. You know, here we are. I guess we're redeemable and we're not American, is what she added to, by the way. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're all over the place for you, okay? We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we thank you so much for joining us as the word continues to spread about Bill Martinez Live. Carol Swain is with us. Professor Swain was recently featured in Dinesh D'Souza's latest film, Hillary's America. Dr. Swain has been using her expertise to elaborate on all the deep concerning issues of America. Carol Swain, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, very quickly, I want to touch on something that is kind of, lit things up just a bit. In fact, I'm surprised that it is still in the news narrative, and that has to do with NFL players not wanting to stand for our national anthem. And, you know, we got soccer players, and then we had another NFL player for Denver taking a knee during the national anthem. You know, what should we get from this?
I mean, you should ask me what we should do about this, and I think we should ignore it, because in some of these cases, they're clearly doing it for the media attention, and so they're not getting enough attention on the field. They decide to do a sideshow, and I believe our nation would be a lot better off if we focused on real, substantive, pressing issues, and we just ignored these players.
I think it's kind of difficult, you know, when you consider the kind of money they make. I mean, Colin Kaepernick has really doubled down. Bad enough, as some of us would see the disrespect to our flag and the national anthem and all that it represents. To me, it's a bit of the wrong gospel, wrong church. So maybe it's, to your point, it's better to just ignore it. But then, you know, then he comes out and he's wearing socks with pigs and police hats on them. And it's like, come on.
Well, I mean, I still say it's all about attention. And in his particular case, I believe it's the black privilege being expressed and black guilt. We talk about white guilt all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing black guilt coming from someone who's been very advantaged, very privileged, and, you know, his way of supporting the cause was a protest that was totally costless to him until people pointed out, you know, that he's going to make all this money. Why not use money to support some of the things he purports to care about? Then he, you know, proposes that he's going to give $1 million to organizations. But which organization? Would it be Black Lives Matter? Would it be the NAACP? Would it be some organization that's also known for doing nothing, you know, for protests or not doing anything really substantive? I would be impressed if he donated $1 million to churches and organizations that work with inner city youth, and then he would have my attention and more of my respect.
Well, and that's the thing. I you know, like I said, it's a wrong gospel, wrong church. You know, why do it if you want to make an impact? Go down to where the problem is, you know, like you say, with inner city kids, invest some time, go be part of the solution instead of adding to the problem. Because the other thing that was disappointing for me is like, okay, you want attention, you got attention, so tell me what the problem is. And he just seemed very ill-equipped to really articulate what the issue was all about.
What do you expect from people that are part of a movement that was based on a false narrative?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
That's the problem. So much of what is taking place with these protest movements, it all starts around a false narrative. And in the case of Kaepernick, of course he has a right to free speech. You know, this is America. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he didn't have to do it you know, using his job. And mm-hmm. he's paid to be out on the football field, you know, to run the ball, throw the ball, or whatever they do out there with football. And it was not the proper time and place. And sir, it's never the time and place to disrespect your nation. And no matter how much people complain, blacks in America are better off than blacks any place else in the world. America is still a land of tremendous opportunity. And these players and activists, they do a disservice to people who are poor, people who want a part of the American dream by spreading, you know, these false narratives about a lack of opportunity or that police officers like nothing better than to go out and shoot young black men and women, which is, you know, total lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Swain, I wonder sometimes if people really want a solution. I mean, people like yourself, and there's been others, you know, that are sincerely pursuing a resolution here and true solutions. I mean, you know, let's have a conversation. It's kind of hard to have a conversation if we're not listening to one another. If it's just a, you know, a shout down, or if it's, you know, I'm trying to compel you into thinking the way I think. But if we can sit down and reason together, a lot can be accomplished. And I think this is the opportunity. I mean, if there's ever a country and an opportunity, it's here. Even for the very right that Colin Kaepernick and even Brandon Marshall last night, you know, taking a knee during the national anthem. And of course, some fans, celebrated, sadly, I think, him being injured on the field, and they referred to it as karma for him disrespecting, you know, the flag. But as you say, let's stay focused on the real issue here and the real problems, and how can we move this forward to where, you know, lives are really mattering, and we're coming to solutions.
Well, I can tell you that these protesters, many of them are not interested in a dialogue or discussion. And if they really were concerned about the issues they purport to care about, I think they would roll up their sleeves and do what I and a lot of people that I know do, is that we actually go into the communities and we actually talk to real people and we try to change individual lives. And so they're not willing to do that. They're just willing to put on the sideshow.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this 2016 election, hotly contested as it is, We heard at the start of it that the black vote is not monolithic, that people should not take it for granted. And, you know, kind of refreshingly, for the first time that I can remember in a long time, you really have a concerted effort by a Republican candidate, you know, going to America, going to all zip codes of America and pleading their case and saying, hey, look, at let's talk about these opportunities. Obviously, Donald Trump has been listening, and he's giving black America in this particular case some options just in school choice. What do you say, Dr. Swain?
I think he is very sincere in his efforts and that he has gone further than any Republican candidate that I can remember in recent history. And if the polling data are correct, it would suggest that he's making some progress, that he has maybe, you know, 19% of the black would-be voters are saying that they support Donald Trump. I think this is an important historical moment for America, and that it is in the interest of blacks and Hispanics to avoid the situation that they're in where Democrats take them for granted. For the black community, it hasn't worked for a long time. They're giving their vote solidly to Democratic candidates. Immediately after the election, they're totally forgotten. Their condition today is much worse than it was before Barack Obama was elected president. And the only way out of the situation that many African Americans find themselves in is to try something different. And,
exactly.
You know, just like Mr. Trump said, they have nothing to lose by trying him and trying the Republicans for a change.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was that a fair statement, a fair question to black America and to Hispanics? You know, what have you got to lose based on recent history even?
Well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's what blacks have been doing every presidential election. So, yes, it was a fair question.
Well, and you point out in Hillary's America that Democrats have not been real friendly to blacks or Hispanics historically. I mean, this is documented, but, you know, so much of America, and I say blacks included, just do not seem to connect with the facts and with the historic narrative.
Well, I mean, let's forget the historic narrative. Let's look at the current narrative. The policies that Democrats pursue are not making blacks better off, and just the fact that the Democrats are the ones that are so aggressively pushing Planned Parenthood clinics and supporting Planned Parenthood when 80% of their clinics are in minority communities and cities like New York are killing more black babies than are being born alive. And so as long as you have an abortion rate in the black community, blacks are 13% of the population, they're getting 37% of the abortion. And again, in some cities, more black babies being killed than are being born. To me, you know, that's a civil rights issue. If Republicans were doing that to blacks, it would be called genocide.
Exactly.
Because Democrats are doing it, no one cares. And there's something else they're doing. When the Democrats push the false narrative about the police out there just killing young black men and women for no reason, it makes it harder for police to do their job. They pull back on the policing, and the people that suffer in the community are the ones that live there.
The law-abiding citizens. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they suffer.
Exactly. Well, they're all compromised, no doubt about it. Professor Carol Swain, featured in Hillary's America on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Swain, thank you so much for being with us. Always an honor to have you with us. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We will see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.